Welcome to the Lighthouse Podcast with your host, Aiden Yambao, and co-host, Gio. Yo, what's up, guys? Welcome back to the Lighthouse Podcast. Today, I'm here with Gio.
What's up, guys?
So, we're going off the bootleg setup. We're starting off from how we used to record, because I have some technical issues on my end, so if the quality sounds different, we're going to be recording how we used to record. So, this is going to be the last episode of Season 4. I'm going to get the mini break, and then we're going to start Season 5. I'm going to be making intros and stuff again. We're going to have to figure that out. And, okay. So, we got some Brooklyn Nets news. Even though, you know, it's Suns Bucks finals. But we have some Brooklyn Nets news that I don't like.
It's horrible.
Yeah. So we have there was news that the Nets would be, you know, like accepting trades for Kyrie, or like listening to trades for Kyrie's. They'll be open to trading Kyrie. So we have one trade right now. It's Minnesota-Brooklyn trade. So Minnesota would be receiving Kyrie Irving, and Brooklyn would be receiving D'Lo and Anthony Edwards. Again, Anthony Edwards I like, but
this trade is literally the dumbest mock trade I've ever seen.
I don't like it.
It's the dumbest mock trade because, one,
I can't.
What would Brooklyn receive out of that? Because it's not really that much on the offensive help or defense,
D'Lo ain't much compared to Kyrie.
No.
Edwards is pretty good, but don't get me wrong. Edwards is good, but, like, come on. Not Kyrie. I'll give you Joe Harris.
Out of anything, that trade I'd probably be a Joe Harris trade right
Joe
there.
Harris, I'd give you, for D'Lo, for just D'Lo, I'd give you Joe Harris, DeAndre Jordan, honestly. I'll give you Joe Harris, DeAndre Jordan for just D'Lo. I feel like that'd be a trade.
Now, if D'Lo comes back to Brooklyn, you know it's different.
Yeah.
And this bench?
But we, nah, not Kyrie. But I'm kind of upset that the Nets are open to looking at trades for Kyrie, because, you know, he was the main guy. Kyrie was the main dude there. Kind of pisses me off that they're just open to trade him out of anybody.
Yeah.
But I say we keep the big three for one more season. That's what I'm thinking. Since they all have one year left in the deal, and they really still not feeling Kyrie, if they are not feeling Kyrie, then just let him walk.
Yeah.
Honestly, don't trade him. Just let him walk. Or if you know he's not going to re-sign, then trade him at deadline. Just trade him at deadline. At least deadline. Don't trade him now.
Yeah. And the best thing they could also do, if they do keep Kyrie for one more season, is that they could also, you know, for the draft, see if they could get someone like a rookie with,
or they could trade up for a draft pick.
Yeah, trade up at least.
Or if they're even gonna trade Kyrie like now, at least trade for like a top five draft pick.
Yeah, and then get someone with, you know, same potential
Detroit would take that. I feel like Detroit would take Kyrie for the first pick.
Yeah.
So you never know. We can get a Cade Cunningham off of that. Then that's acceptable.
Yeah. Did you hear about Dame?
What happened with Dame?
You don't want. I could also see why he doesn't want to be in Portland, you know?
Yeah.
I could also see why he doesn't want to be in there.
Yeah.
It's not right to him, you know?
Uh-huh.
He's putting all that work. It's basically just him and who else?
CJ. Pretty much.
Nah, not really.
CJ's okay. CJ's doing alright.
Yeah. CJ's
Like Melo was good veteran help, but that's it. That's all they got. They don't got anything else.
Nothing else, man. They got nothing else, and it doesn't help. It doesn't help them too, because it's like he wants to grow. He wants to grow a lot too. You know,
yeah.
He deserves.
This man can. This man's like championship worthy.
Yeah, he's championship worthy. Put him.
He just can't go. It's like he doesn't have the team to go there.
Yeah, and me personally,
I think he's gonna stay though.
Nah, I can see him going to like Miami or something.
Miami, you know, would be nice. But the money.
Yeah,
they're gonna be in debt like Brooklyn. Like,
yep. But again,
Brooklyn got no money.
He almost broke.
Hey, we can't sign anybody.
Yeah, but then again, if you really think about it, you put Dame in Miami, just put him starting over Dragic.
Yeah,
it'd be Dame. Who's your shooting guard?
Probably Victor Oladipo.
Oladipo, that's two shooters right there.
Yeah,
Duncan Robinson, that's three.
Now, Jimmy's not a shooter, but
Jimmy can play power. He can play power.
Yeah, he's good. And then bam.
And then bam out of bio. That's literally.
That's a championship team.
That's a finals team right there.
Yeah. 100%.
Or.
It's literally the 2020. It's literally the 2020 bubble Heat.
Yup.
With Victor Oladipo and. What's his name? Dame. That's a good team.
Or you move him to the Lakers.
The Lakers would be scary.
Yes, that would. Because guess what? You got a shooter. You got a paint beast.
Yeah, that's a team.
You got a whole team of paint beasts, basically, and then you got a shooter.
Yeah.
Just imagine that. That offense would be ridiculous. You'd be leading in three-pointers, probably.
100%.
Aiden's peeping off the new shoes.
Just showing him in the camera my new shoes.
Yeah.
I copped the Harden 5s.
That's valid. Those are valid.
My parents don't like them. I love them. They're fire. Look at them, bro. They're nice. I love them. God damn. All right, continue. My bad.
You know where else they could go?
Where else? New York.
Yeah, send them to the Knicks. Guess what? You got D-Rose. You can move him down to shooting guard. Put
if
Dame
he, if
in point
he resigns.
Guard, or you can switch him. You can flip up.
If he resigns, he might want more money.
Maybe.
Oh, and with more, wait, I something with money. Dinwiddie. Oh, my God. It's okay. Listen, Dinwiddie, I love you. But to be a sixth man on the team, you're not getting 125 mil for 5 years.
No.
Fuck that, bro. No.
You're tweaking.
You can't, no way. He said the only way he's re-signing to the Nets if he gets is a 5 year, $125 million deal.
But Dinwiddie is just a role player, though. I don't see him getting
he's six man.
That much.
He won't even start. That's the thing. Unless you move Harden to the small forward, which you can, because he's like 6'5".
Yeah.
So you can
eligible for it, but
yeah, you can move Harden to the small forward and move Dinwiddie to the point guard.
But it wouldn't make no sense. It wouldn't make no sense fundamentally.
Not for the money either. Like we're already in debt.
Yeah.
We're already like 40 mil over salary cap, I'm pretty sure. So honestly, we do need to get rid of one of the big three because of the money, but like.
Or.
We just. Well, get rid of DeAndre Jordan.
Yeah, get rid of DJ because he's not doing
man's
anything.
Got $10 million. Man's got a $30 million deal.
Yeah. We got Blake, so. I don't.
But
Blake and Jeff Green.
But Blake doesn't know if
he's. And Claxton.
But that whole team has like a 1 year deal and they all don't know if they're re signing. Like, Blake doesn't know if he's re signing. Jeff Green will probably re sign.
Jeff's definitely gonna resign.
Yeah, Blake doesn't know.
He was a monster, bro.
I know, but Blake doesn't know if he's gonna resign, and I'm kind of scared for that because I kind of like Blake.
Yeah, Blake actually like
he kind of helped
us all up.
Kind of helped, yeah. Like and
kind of helped. I'm surprised he didn't leave Game 7 with like a black eye or like a bloody nose or something.
Yeah.
That man was literally like Dennis. He literally became Dennis Rodman for a whole minute.
Bro, Game 7. I hate talking about Game 7, bro.
I don't want to talk about it.
That game.
I like literally have PTSD. I can't close my eyes. I can't sleep properly when I hear Game 7.
That game makes me want to cry. We were so close. We were right there. We would have been the Bucks right now.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
There's no way we probably would have accidentally beat Phoenix too, accidentally. Like, oh, Steph, you're not supposed to be winning this good.
I know, bro. This could have been a and I know we would have beat Phoenix. I know the Nets would have beat Phoenix. This is that part. Like, for sure, the Nets would have beat Phoenix for sure. There's no doubt about it that the Nets would have beat Phoenix for. Oh my God.
Would have been different.
Yeah. It's crazy to think about it because we were right there. If KD scored that three-pointer, he airballed.
Well, also, don't forget, the season, too, was kind of rushed. You know, this season was actually leading in injuries, so.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
So, take into account, minus injuries, everyone healthy, too. Like,
oh, the big three would have been something different. The big three would have been
elite. It would have been elite.
Yeah.
There would be no stopping them. Yeah, it would have been a dynasty right there.
The Lakers would have been pretty good, too. It would have been a Nets-Lakers finals, probably, definitely. Because, like...
And what else? You have... We would have had, like, major deals with other players, too.
I know.
If everyone was healthy, we probably would have copped, like, Andre Drummond.
Oh, yeah, we definitely
We probably... Let's say we didn't even cop him. We could have literally grabbed Aaron Gordon. Come on.
Oh yeah, Aaron Gordon too.
Talk to me nice, bro.
Imagine we got Aaron Gordon though.
Bro, you put me as the Nets GM, trust me. I'm gonna make deals no one's ever even heard of. I'm gonna pick up Steph Curry here.
I feel like I should be the GM, bro. You saw me on fantasy basketball, bro. Yeah. I'm an aggressor.
This kid was making moves different. You picked up James Harden.
James Harden for Tatum and then got Tatum right back.
Yep.
So
but
bad.
Guess what? I still won. I still got it in the bag.
You still got it.
I was different. Nah, you can make all the trades you want. Put me as GM. Trust me.
Yeah,
I'm gonna take all the underdogs and lead them up there.
Listen, I pulled LeBron. Like,
yeah, I drafted
LeBron, but I pulled LeBron back. I pulled LeBron from your dad. Re-pulled him.
Yeah.
I never managed to snag KD. Never managed.
Nah, trust me. Trust me.
Never managed.
You could give me. You could offer me Steph Curry. You could offer me anyone you want, bro. You could offer me anyone you wanted, and guess what? You would still not get.
You threw me a trade one time for Kevin, though. You threw me, but you wanted Harden and Kyrie for Kevin. I was like,
that's the only way.
That's the only one you would.
That's like the only possible way you could probably get KD off me if you give me them two. If you gave me them two, I still probably would have lost. I probably would have lost. But guess who carried me though? It wasn't KD.
No.
It wasn't KD. It was Westbrook.
Oh no, Westbrook. Westbrook was a cheat code. Westbrook.
Yeah, Westbrook was a cheat code. Bro. I had like 15 triple doubles.
I know. Westbrook was such a cheat code. In fantasy, this is insane.
And then don't forget, I picked up some bonus. Oh,
yeah.
Oh, it was over. The second I picked up some bonus, it was over.
You had Jokic too, and it's like
I had Jokic.
It was insane. There was no stopping that team.
Yeah, no. You put me as GM, bro. I'm taking over, and I love how the first week we did fantasy basketball, I was in like what.
You were, like, fourth place.
Yeah, I was basically fourth place.
The two Chad teams were, like, first and second.
Wasn't doing good.
I was in third.
I'm going to bring it all the way back.
Yeah. Oh, you're actually looking.
Yeah.
I was in third. I'm pretty sure for the first week I was in third. I don't remember all. I don't remember. I can check right now, but I don't really feel like it. But, like, damn. Bro, I can't wait for football. I can't wait for fantasy football.
Yeah.
How far are we away? Like, when does it start? We start August, right?
The 22nd of August.
That's when it starts. You gotta give the code now. You gotta start giving people the thing.
Yeah.
Because we made it in, like, March or something.
Yup.
We made that a while ago. We should start sending it now. Gotta start sending that out. How many people are supposed to be in that?
I put it for, I think, 10 people.
And I see if I get Saquon work, I'm chilling.
What you mean? I'm getting Saquon. What you talking about, boy?
Listen, if I get first pick, Saquon is going to my
team. Bro, I'm trying to go to Commissioner Tools. It just says, you are not the commissioner of this league. Bro, I started the league.
Well, who is it?
It's me. I'm the commissioner.
But then it says you're not? Or
yeah. It's leaking.
Let me see. Maybe I, like, hacked you or something. Let me just check.
How you playing?
Let me sign in.
No, you playing, right? You playing?
No, no, I don't know. I'm just going on. I haven't been on fantasy since like.
Yeah, I have not been on.
Since like school. I haven't been on fantasy. Yeah, since August 22nd. Wait, so where were you going, commissioners? I don't even have that option. So you're.
Trying. Yeah, so I have the option. It's telling me I'm not, but I can always go on the computer. Okay.
Go to league. Yeah, no, I don't got that. There's just four teams here. Listen, I gotta get Saquon, you know. My team name is literally King Quan. I gotta get him. I gotta get him.
What you talking about?
Listen, if I got like first or second pick, he's mine.
At best, you get him fifth.
You never
first
know.
First or second pick's horrible, bro. Especially in a snake draft.
Oh yeah, but I'll take it. If I can get Saquon first, I'll take it. And I'm gonna try to snag Trevor Lawrence. I feel like he's gonna be like a LaMelo Ball of like football, you never know. So I might try to snag a Trevor Lawrence. Possibly. He might be a possible snag. I'm not sure. Probably not.
Awesome.
I wrote like a while ago.
I put 10. It's 10 people.
10 people. I wrote, you should start sending that link out.
Yeah.
Start sending.
I should do what I did last time. Just put it on.
Just put it on your story. Send it to Brody and Jack. Your dad's already in here. I'm already here.
Yeah.
Yeah, send that to Brody and Jack. Send that to your cousin if you want to. If we need space.
Big Vanessa. Everyone just starts stealing his plays.
Yeah, bro. So we have 39 days until the draft. 39 days. It's at 7:30 Eastern time. I might record for that draft. I might just like, you know, just like.
Just draft that at my place.
Just record for the draft. That'd be kind of fun. Saquon. Ooh.
Nah, bro. At best.
Saquon's coming for to the team, bro.
Who would you pick up for a QB?
For a QB? I have no clue. I don't know yet.
How about running back? Besides Saquon, you gotta have a backup. At least.
I haven't thought about it yet.
I know who's gonna be my starting running back.
I haven't thought about it mainly yet. I really haven't, like, went too deep into this.
Yeah, think about it, bro.
We still got 30 days. We got some time.
Yeah.
I'm joining a mock draft right now. I'm in a mock draft. It starts at 4 minutes.
Man, I did a mock draft too. I was bagging it, bro.
I'm hopping in one right now.
I had Jay Herb as my QB. I had Alvin Kamara as my running back. I finessed.
Yeah, right now.
No one was taking, like, everyone was going for, like, well-known players.
Yeah.
I was like, nah, I ain't doing that. We ain't like that. We ain't doing that today. Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Don't go for well-known players. Go for the players you know. Yeah, go for the players you know be racking you up points.
That's true. Yeah, so right now I'm just hopping into a mock draft. I'm going to see what I'm going to see what happens if I end up, you know, just pulling something out of this. I haven't done a draft in a while, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's going to be a lot of positions that I need to throw in. We should do a night where we just go somewhere or someone's place and then we just draft.
Yeah, we all just chill at my place.
Just do the draft there.
I gotta go grab something real quick.
Yeah, I'm here. All right, yo, what's up, Pod? Right now, I'm right now I'm actually just in a mock draft for fantasy football. And honestly, I'm thinking about a quarterback. It could be Patrick Mahomes. That's all I'm saying. I could be a backup. I'm not sure though. But he'll be there, I feel like. Well, what did you just say?
What?
What is that?
My shotgun tools.
Oh, that came in.
Ta-da.
Yeah, five.
Yeah, I always be losing.
What's going on? Hold on, I'm gonna talk about this on air. Brody's birthday's on the... Well, we're going somewhere on the 18th, right?
Yep.
Did he mention staying the night there or not? Or not, right?
I don't think so.
Because, like, I think he said he was gonna try to get a hotel. But, like, I kind of don't want to do that because, like, the day after on his actual birthday is the day I'm getting my burner phone. And I'm gonna try to keep that private, you know.
On the low.
Yeah, so like I kind of want to be home and get it and hide it.
I don't think I could go. If it rains, though, we're probably going to his place, but I don't think I could go if it doesn't rain.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Yeah, I know. I'm not even sure if I can go on the 18th, but I'm going to try.
No, because they're leaving, like, mad early, like 10, 11.
Well, oh, yeah, that's true. Oh, I live, like, right here anyway, so I'm fine.
Yeah.
I live, like, right in front of them, pretty much.
I don't.
Well, yeah. Wait, I'm going to look at the days. So, this is the 18th. Sunday?
Sunday.
Sunday the 18th. That's this week. Holy crap. Yeah, it's raining.
It's raining?
Yeah, it's a thunderstorm. 40% thunderstorm.
40% is not that high.
Not that high, but it could still happen.
Yeah.
It'll probably, yeah, but it's going to be raining from that whole week.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's going to be raining that whole week, though. Yo, what is that? It's... Yeah, I'm on air still.
Oh my God.
You got that old.
We have to cut that.
They're probably gonna leave that. That's funny.
We gotta cut that, bro.
I don't even know how to cut that.
We gotta cut that, bro.
I might just leave it. I don't feel like editing.
You gotta edit that out, yeah.
Alright, wait. So, thing is, I think we're probably not going to the beach. Because
yeah.
It's gonna be raining on Saturday, too.
Yeah, so.
Probably not. I'm going to have to look into the weather more. Like, into that.
Yeah, I know he said he's going to look into the weather a lot more. He
probably didn't yet, but... I'll look into it if he doesn't.
Yeah. How long have we been recording?
Like, 20 minutes.
Oh. I feel like it's going to be a short episode.
Yeah. 23 right now, actually. My draft is loading right now. I said, baby. All right. Refresh browser. I don't know.
I'll be right back. I'm going to grab a drink.
All right.
I'm going to grab a drink.
You could do draft video chat. Oh, damn. New for 2021. Video chat draft. I have third pick. Okay, so I have third pick. For the pick one. You can get Christian McCaffrey. Dalvin Cook. Aaron Jones. Stephon Diggs. He might be my wide receiver.
What?
No, I said Stephon Diggs might be my wide receiver. But I have third pick in the mock draft. It starts in a minute. I can get Christian McCaffrey. I can get Dalvin Cook. Derrick Henry. I'm probably going to pick Saquon first, though. I don't care. I'm probably going to take Saquon first. Or just here. Oh, Tyreek Hill might be a decent one. Yeah, this episode is so scuffed. this episode of the pod is so bad, bro. I mean, I guess it's good. Like, the first 10 minutes was good. And then the rest of this episode just went downhill. Oh, God. Low-key, the rest of this episode just went downhill, though. He's just here. I don't know what he's doing. Is he shotgunning? He's shotgunning. Oh, he's shotgunning. What is that?
Hydration.
What was that?
Shotgun.
No, what were you drinking, man? I can't see it. Oh, is that an Izzy?
Yeah, oh, sparkling lemonade.
I think I'm taking Saquon. I'm drafting Saquon for my first pick.
It tastes like a claw for some reason. Like, this flavor tastes like claw.
Yeah. Bah, 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 bah. Dude, this episode is so scuffed.
Yeah, we have no idea what we're talking about.
Like, the first 10 minutes was good. We were talking about basketball for the first 10 minutes. And then now we're just sitting here. We were talking about random stuff. We were talking about the football draft, the fantasy draft. Oh, God. And then, let's talk about stuff like that. Right now, I'm literally in my mock draft. I drafted Saquon, though, as my third pick. So, I'm chilling. That's all I want to do. If you don't get a pick before me,
I'm committed. I feel like the commissioner should, like, be able to, like, randomize, like, who gets what pick.
Oh, it is randomized, isn't it?
Yeah, but, like, it was kind of, like, in a weird order, kind of, you know?
Yeah.
Because you had, like, first, I had, like, second. I was like, bro, what?
Yeah. I mean, whatever. It's all good.
I mean, I want to have, like, at least a fifth pick, you know?
Yeah. For 10 people, I want a top 5.
Yeah, because you don't want no, like, number one is bad because, like, if you have fifth pick, either way, you're going to be fifth because stink draft.
Yeah.
So first goes.
We're literally
down
27 minutes in. We barely talked about anything.
Yeah. All right, so Aiden, you gonna get those pitties? Those pits?
I want them. I want them. I really want them. Are we gonna? You know, should we just do that? Just continue the episode, talk about buying stuff again.
Oh my god.
I want to see how long we do that for.
We're going back to Sheen.
All right, let's do it. Wait, all right, let me cut this clip off, you know, because, like, Cena.
Yeah.
All right, so right now we are on Sheen. Is it Sheen?
Again?
Sheen?
I think it's Sheen.
Because a lot of people say, like, Shine, Shane.
Yeah, I don't know where they get the shine from.
Yeah, I don't know.
Sheen, I think.
Some people say Shin.
Shin.
Basically, the E is silent, pretty much. A lot of people say Shin, so... I'm gonna go to Shin, you know.
Yo. All right, let's get.
Right now we're this is like a bootleg setup that we're recording off of right now.
Yup.
It's funny though, cause I'm just watching him. It's working.
All right, let's get some drip in this. All right. I'm gonna add that to the bag. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm like a medium. Well, this is like an adult's.
Oh shoot! Wait, I'm the next pick.
I'm trying to get a nice fit. Aiden's out here doing a draft.
Oh, I was gonna take Patrick Mahomes.
Of course you were.
Cause he was like, oh no, I'm gonna take Josh Allen.
Yeah,
I'm gonna take Josh Allen. That's my quarterback. All right, Josh
so,
Allen.
So far,
a guy.
We have. No, I don't want to go to the cart though.
Oh, do you think Keenan Allen's a good wide receiver?
Keenan Allen, yeah.
Yeah. If I could take him, I'm gonna get him. I'm gonna take him if he's available. He's like one pick after mine. Like before mine. So like he might not be available, but I'm gonna try to snag him.
Alright, so far, show me what I got in the bag. I don't think he shows it shows you what you got in the bag. So far, I got, like, this, like, black with a little, like, design on the collar. What in the world was that? Alright, but then we need shorts, right?
Yeah.
You know, it's a nice design. You know, you don't want to go like heavy with the design.
Uh huh.
So I'm thinking you could go like basic.
Yeah.
Basics. Basics are.
I like those Japan shorts though. Those are fire.
Yeah, but you know, you don't want to go like heavy with the design. You already got the shirt.
No, that's true.
Yeah, all right.
I think Keenan Allen's gonna be available to pick. Ooh, I'm next. Oh no, wait, it's me, Keenan Allen. Ooh, yo, right now we have Josh Allen, Keenan Allen, and Saquon Barkley. That's my team so far.
Valid.
Fire. My next pick. I'm in 21 picks. Yo, I'm gonna go. Get something real quick. So you just talk to the people about.
Yep. All right. Yo, we still getting drip out here. We still getting drip.
Be loud.
Oh, I will. All right. So now we're going to get like a, you know, we're going to get a, we're going to get some, you know, a watch, a minimalist watch, and a one-piece bracelet. You know, that's valid. That's valid. So far, the drip comes up to like $36, but we're gonna keep going. We need some more drip. Aw, man, some aviator frames, valid. That's basically $41 right there. And then, last but not least, you know you gotta cop yourselves. You know, nice finishing touch to it, like. I would say a hat, but, you know, it depends where you're going. So, what does one do? He gets a ring. It's got to be, like, a nice ring, you know? You can't be going out to, like, a casual event and just wearing some old ring. So far, got 5 things in the bag. Comes up to, like, $42. Something light. Light stuff, Aiden. Light stuff.
Yeah. I'm still not back completely yet. I still am waiting for something. I'm making waffles.
I'm gonna show you what I got so far.
Alright.
So we got the
42. That's actually not bad.
Yeah. I kept it low too.
Depends what you got. Depends what you have in there. How much do you have in there?
Only like 5 things.
Oh. Alright. It's a little overpriced. For 5 things. Just try to make, you know what? I say scratch your whole outfit that you just made. And try to make the most budget outfit possible.
Budget?
Yeah, the most budget outfit possible. Budget's like minimum 30.
The minimum has to be 30.
Nah. Minimum could be like 15 to 20.
Okay.
Max, we'll say max is like 30, 40.
Say less.
35. Max 35. Making it hard. Alright, I'll be back. My waffle's ready.
Watch, he's about to see how clutch I can become. Alright, so short shorts. You know, you gotta get some pants, you know? Some bottom leggings. So. Why are you not showing me the price? I need the price, man.
got my waffles.
I got my waffles. Hey, hey. Got my waffles. Hey, hey. What happened? Hey, yo, what's up, pod? Alright. So, unfortunately, Gio had to dip. I don't know how long he's been gone. So, I'm sorry, pod, for whoever had to, you know, listen to that. Episode's been a bit scuffed. But I think I'm just gonna leave it as is, honestly. Ooh, it's my turn to draft. I'll do one more pick. Galladay! Oh! Let's go! Alright. So right now I'm gonna do Josh Allen, Keenan Allen, Kenny Galladay, and Saquon Barkley. Oh! Fire! Alright. So I think that's going to wrap it up for this episode of the Lighthouse Podcast. Sadly, we had to end it off on a short note. We were going to do some more Shein shopping and all that. I was going to try some scorching hot cheddar Pringles in front of Gio and stuff. But looks like we have to cut it short. I'm not going to edit this out. You know, it doesn't matter. So, yeah, I'll see you guys in the next episode. Next episode should be season 5. And we'll see you guys next time. Peace out. We'll be back in a while. I don't know how long we're gonna be, but we'll see you.